This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee and their school year programming, and as well as a fundraiser that's coming up, too. Happy to have on the program to talk more about it, Sarah Harriman, who is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee. And welcome back into the program, Sarah.
Thanks, Dale. I always love having the opportunity to chat with you and share information with the community.
Boy, it seems like it has come so quickly, but the new school year is upon us. And that means a new school programming for the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee.
Absolutely. I know summer just flew by, whether we wanted it to or not. Yeah. But that means it's an exciting time of year at the club and for families in the community as the new school year kicks off. And so at the same time, our new club programs kick off on August 25th, both in Adrian and in Hudson, both of our locations. We'll be open to start serving kids in the school year capacity. Lots of fun things planned, and we're really excited to welcome new friends, hopefully, into our community. It's a great time to sign new kids up to join us at the club. We are, of course, open to youth in grades 1st through 12th grade in Lenawee County. We have two locations for our clubs, both in Adrian at 340 East Frank Street, and in Hudson in the annex building behind the middle and high school. But kids from anywhere in Lenawee County can join us at either of those locations.
So what will be the hours for, are they going to be different for both locations or?
Yes. So okay. In Adrian, we are open from 2:45 until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And in Hudson, we're open 2:45 until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Adrian Club, both buses from Madison schools and Adrian schools will pick youth up at the school and bring them and drop them off at the club. In Hudson, we're right there on the campus, so youth walk over to the club after school. We have staff pick up elementary students and walk them across the street to the club, and the middle and high school students just walk across the parking lot and join us. But the really unique thing is that Hudson Schools Transportation provides bus transportation home for youth at 6 p.m. daily from Hudson.
That's awesome.
So it really is a great piece. We have such great partnerships with our local school districts, and that's a really neat piece that Hudson Schools provide.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what type of the programs do you have scheduled that's going to be coming up for the fall then at the club?
Always so many fun things happening. We focus on educational programming. We will help youth with homework anytime they need help there, other sorts of academic programs to help to reinforce things that are happening at school. But then we also focus a whole lot on just social and recreational opportunities, making sure that kids have the skills necessary to be, successful in life, mm-hmm. not just academically, but socially. Lots of recreational opportunities. We have opportunities for visual arts, performing arts, lots of sports programs. At our Hudson location, we are so pleased that a local foundation gave us a grant to put in a kitchen space. So we will be doing what we call healthy habits programming in Hudson, which will kind of almost be like old school home ec-based mentorship programming. So
that's cool.
Just really creative things happening, and that's due to our programming team and their creative minds and our partnership with Boys and Girls Club of America. We're able to tap into their programming examples and templates and so we're really pleased with the breadth of programming that we offer to kids. There's really something there for everybody. Kids are split up in age groups, so they're with age-appropriate youth.
Yeah.
And we have a great staff-to-youth ratio. 1 to 12 is our norm. So great oversight, great mentors, great staff. We have a lot of staff from the local colleges and then a lot of trained educators who also work with us.
Oh, that's good to know, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have some folks who are working as teachers or paraprofessionals in schools who come and work with us. Also, people who have degrees in education who have chosen to work with us full time. So we're really, really lucky to have some experts in youth development working with us.
And I think that you might have mentioned this about the fact that, like, for example, from the colleges, mm-hmm. that they are looking forward to be teachers or in the process mm-hmm. of being teachers, too, are also helping out, too, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of education majors, also folks looking at going into psychology, sociology, social work, those pieces. We are a really great opportunity for them to start honing their skills. And so that's another piece. We are hiring staff both in Adrian and Hudson, part-time staff. So if you or someone you know might be interested in one of those part-time positions, you can go to our website and get details.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. We were mentioning about the hours, and when you mentioned about the availability of putting in like kind of like a mini kitchen there at Hudson, that made me think about the fact with the hours. How is that set up for the kids to get something to eat then after school?
In Hudson, we provide a snack daily. In Adrian, we are really lucky to have partnered with Adrian Public Schools and the federal food grant, and we are able to offer dinner daily in Adrian. So we do serve dinner to kids in Adrian between 4 and 5, Monday through Friday.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah. So, I mean, the parents and caregivers don't have to worry about, and making sure they have something for the kids when they go to the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, we've got that covered.
Yeah. And I think it's really great that you were mentioning about the fact about the quality of the staff that you have that are helping out. It's just, it's not just anybody off the street, but still, very qualified people to be able to help out the kids with their homework, with their classes that they need to maybe to do work for, as well as the recreational.
Absolutely. Everyone that works with us is a well-trained youth development professional, whether they're just coming in as a college student and they're getting training from us and Boys and Girls Club of America, or if they're more tenured staff who have been with us for a long time. We offer lots of great training opportunities, and that's one of many benefits of being a Boys and Girls Club, because we can tap into the resources of Boys and Girls Club of America, which is such a vast network of experts and training experts and people who just have dedicated their lives to youth development and making sure that kids are getting what they need during out of school time hours, because it is different than what you're doing during the school day, right?
Yeah.
And we always say we're not a daycare, but we are a part of the daycare solution.
Sure.
So
sure.
We are providing some options for families that need us most.
And I have to go back to the fact that there has been some really great success stories that have come out of the Boys and Girls Club here in Lenawee too, Sarah.
Absolutely. You know, Dale, it's interesting. I was just having a conversation with someone before I walked in here about our alumni. Next year, 2026, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary of the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee.
Wow.
Which is sort of unbelievable that we've been around since 2001 right here. And so now we've been around long enough to have some really amazing success stories. And that includes people who right here in Lenawee County who have successful businesses, who are working and now also maybe in the nonprofit sector, giving back to our community, people who are teachers, people also who have gone beyond Lenawee County and are doing amazing work. We have alumni in the health professions field. We have alumni who have earned their doctorates and are teaching at prestigious schools around the country, just really making an impact on our world, which is the whole point of why we do what we do. We're trying to help kids have a plan for their future and to be contributing citizens and productive members of society. And there was a study done by Boys and Girls Club of America a few years ago that says that for every dollar invested in a club, over $10 is returned back to the community. So the return on investment for every dollar invested is $10 in future cost.
Yeah.
Because we're cutting down on things like people in the justice system.
Oh, yeah.
These are people who now are giving back to the community in lots of ways. So I always think that's an interesting fact.
But it shows the quality of the programs and things available at the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee here in Adrian and in Hudson, too.
Thanks. We're so proud of what we're able to offer and just here to partner with families to do what we can to help kids continue to have bright futures.
So let's transition to the fact that how do parents and caregivers sign up the young people to be a part of it?
It has never been easier to join the club. We have transitioned to a new online membership system. So you visit our website, bgclenawee.org, click on join, and there it's an online form that you fill out and sign your child up, and then they can start attending the club the very, very next day. As soon as you sign them up, they're in, and we're ready to start having them join us. So some people have had some questions because it is a new system. If you have a question, there's a number right there on the website you can call if you need help. But it's pretty easy. Just go online, sign your child up, and they can start attending the club immediately.
What's the fee for in order for the child to be able to attend?
So right now, as we kick off the school year, we are waiving the fee totally. So it's free to sign up right now.
Okay.
In the future, our fee is also very affordable. It's just $3 per year. And our board's always been committed to that. We don't want finances to be a barrier for youth to be able to participate in our programs. And we are only able to do that because of the nearly 25 years of philanthropic support from so many people in our community, individuals, families, businesses, foundations. And we also do get some pass-through dollars from the Boys and Girls Club Alliance that allow us to do some particular programming as well.
But also to be able to help out, you do have a yearly event that is, you know, something that I know that you look forward to.
Yes. So we have our Blue Jean Ball. This is our 20th Blue Jean Ball. And this year we're doing it a little bit differently. We are hosting the event on Thursday, September 4th. It's a Thursday night, not a Friday. That was due to some feedback we got from attendees. So we're moving it to a Thursday, and it is going to be held at the Boys and Girls Club site in Adrian.
Ah.
We've recently, within the past year and a half, 2 years, done a lot of capital improvements there. We've got a new gymnasium. We've updated our teen space. There's just a lot of new things we want to show off. So we're inviting people to come to the club on September 4th from 5:30 to 8:30. We'll do a brief tour, then bring everyone into the gym where we will have a typical fundraising gala type event. We'll have dinner, an auction, some entertainment, a bar, all of those things happening. So we think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to remind people, I think, get back to basics. What are we about? This is what we're about. So
yes.
Come see the club.
Yes.
We're going to have, I think, a really good night. And this event does raise nearly 15% of our operating expenses for the year, which is a big piece of what makes us successful.
It sure does. So how do they get tickets, and are they available now?
They are available right now. You go to our website, again, bgclenaway.org, and it's right there on the homepage. You can click to buy your tickets. They are $100, which includes dinner, entertainment, all of those pieces. And we would love to have as many people as possible join us to see our club and to help us raise these funds to be able to continue to support kids in our community.
Well, if there are things that this is a great way to be able to support youth in Lenawee County, this would be a great way to be able to show that and to give back to as well.
Absolutely.
Sarah.
And we are still accepting sponsorships as well. If there are families or businesses or individuals who would like to sponsor the event, you can also go to our website. There's contact information there. You can reach out to myself or Heaven Rosas, who is our resource development manager. And we can connect you with those sponsorship opportunities, because every dollar really makes a difference and allows us to just keep continuing to serve more and more kids. We are serving on around 150 youth each day in our clubs.
Wow.
In Lenawee County. And we serve over the year about 1,000 kids, just under 1,000 kids.
That's so amazing.
We're really proud of that.
Yeah. And it shows that, you know, of what you're able to do and the need here in Lenawee County, mm-hmm. too. So, and your help, you know, to take care of that need as
you.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. So keep up the great work, Sarah.
Thanks, Dale. And thank you for always helping us get the word out about what's happening. And just a reminder to families, if you want to join, go to the website, click join, get your child signed up absolutely free of cost right now. If you want to come to Blue Jean Ball, again, the website, bgclenaway.org, click, you can purchase your tickets.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me be here. I always love to talk with you.
Yeah, well, it's great to talk with you as well, and we look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Dale.
Sarah Harriman, who is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.